Danny Ferraris. I'm saying your last name right, Danny.
It works totally well for me, sir.
That's great, sir. Don't start that.
It's a Southern thing.
It's a Southern thing. Where are you from originally?
Born and raised in a little small town called Crewe, Virginia. It's about an hour south of Richmond. And then my time in the military kept me down south. So it's a.
You've been in the area how long?
A little over 10 years, actually.
Yeah, really? So you're getting to be a local here then, that's right?
I fell in love with the place.
Hey, it's hard not to. Is your wife from here or down there?
You know, it's funny. I have no family, and my wife is a member of the Wiles family, which is, they're like bunnies around here. There's like 5 million of them. So, she's from the area, born and raised.
That's great. And your military career, as you're quite proud of that, as I am proud of your military career, you served the Army?
Roger that, sir. I served in the 82nd Airborne.
Mm-hmm. Screaming Eagles.
Well, with us, we're the All-Americans.
That's right. That's Screaming Eagles.
Screaming Eagles. 101st. Yes, okay, so y'all were pretend paratroopers after World War II. It's okay. Just jump out the, slide down the rope. I actually always wanted to go to air assault school and didn't get that school. But yes, I did that, and then I was stationed at the Old Guard. Here at Arlington National Cemetery. So,
were you part of the procedure at the Old Guard?
Yeah, I did a bunch of.
So you wear the crest then of the Old Guard?
Yes, sir. I was on the Army drill team. Did the funerals? Helped bury Reagan. So.
Hey, this is man. We could talk forever. I was on the war where we came in second. I really didn't do anything, as you can understand. I wasn't in the 101st Airborne. I was in EOD, which meant I had a lot more brains than that. You jump out of airplanes, I take bombs apart. Frank Mitchell. He's from Poland, so he doesn't have anything to do with it. Danny, you're a fascinating individual because you've come onto the scene and you've come on in a big time, meaning that you've taken a shot, and I guess, that's not the right way to say it, but you've taken a leap of faith as far as being in an elected office. Why in the world would Danny Ferrar, who has a normal family, want to be in politics in Frederick County?
At the end of the day, I'm where I'm at now because so many people helped me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I went from eating out of a trash can and being homeless to running one of the fastest companies in America, and it's because other folks helped me, and I want to pay that forward. Montgomery County, listen, I got 3 gyms down there. It's almost bankrupt me 3 separate times.
Right.
And as I talk to people around here, my peers and contemporaries in small business, Frederick County is starting to head towards that way. And we opened our gym in Frederick. It still, to this day, was the easiest gym we ever opened.
Really? For those who don't know, tell us, what's your gym? What have you been doing the past 10 years in Frederick
County? Doing, Danny?
Tell us about your business.
Danny Ferrar, by the way, if you're not paying attention.
I actually came up here because I became a firefighter in Montgomery County when I got out of the military. Mm-hmm. I actually started my company, Soldier Fit, 2 weeks before I went to the fire academy. And I couldn't afford to live in Montgomery County.
Sure.
And so I moved up here. But we started Soldier Fit back in 2007. When I tell you I was the laughing stock of Montgomery County when we started it, that's not being figurative. I was literally laughed at to my face and told that it was stupid and that it wouldn't work. And with the help of some really great people and mentors, we went from me being homeless to we are literally one of the fastest growing companies in America, 2,644th out of 30 million to be exact, ranked by Inc. magazine.
Unbelievable. Danny, now, Soldier Fit, what is this now? Because you can tell by looking at me, I work out quite a bit. You knew that. You said that coming in.
So I said
you
it.
Said you're in hell of a shape. I really appreciate
I thought you were
that.
A radio model.
Yeah, pretty much. That's why I'm on the radio. But, Danny, what is Soldier Fit?
So our vision statement is to revitalize the American dream by creating a culture of civic engagement, humility, and unyielding optimism for the future. If you noticed, I didn't say a single word about working out.
No, you didn't.
It's what we do, but it's not why we do it. For me, I wanted to create. I'm adopted. I have no family at all until I met my wife and got kind of pulled into her big family. But I wanted to create a place where people like me, who've kind of been outsiders their whole life, mm-hmm. and couldn't quite find the place where they could belong, they found a place to belong. And so we've been super engaged in the community. I can't think of a single, at least not a major nonprofit in Frederick County that we haven't helped. And we went and started our own nonprofit as well, which was Platoon 22 to combat against veteran suicide. It's near and dear to my heart.
You hear me every day. I mention that I have a little shtick that I do. I'm going to do it every day. I'm on the air. So anyhow, we talk about it.
So all that is what helped lead you to jump into local politics?
Yeah,
you didn't hit your head or anything like that.
It's funny. I don't like politics, to be completely honest with you. I don't. There's not a whole bunch of joy that comes out of it. I think people get there, and for whatever reason, a lot of times it brings out everything that's base in people. Like, listen, we're going to disagree, right? I mean, what Thurmont needs is different than what Urbana needs. It's different than what the city needs. And, I've always said this to everybody. I don't I'm running because I want to serve. That's right. the plain and simple truth.
That's you, right.
That's the on my kid's life. I want to serve.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to be any more popular. I don't mean that in a you know
negative
braggart way.
Right.
You know, I really want to try to make a difference when it comes out there. And if the only way I think you can get there is through conversation, and we do have, you know, I was recently lambasted for saying that I believe in compromise, and anybody that's married, you compromise. If you went on a date, you compromised. I mean, that's the reality of a relationship. So compromise doesn't mean that you throw away your morals or your values. But when it comes to governance, you got to pick and choose what you really want to, you know, beat
advance
a dead horse over for everything.
Exactly.
And if you do it too much, you find yourself in a position. Governor Hogan said one time, I was listening to him, said there's a lot of people that like to make a lot of noise, but they don't really get anything accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my goal is to work with people that are out there. Let's find the common ground and move the county forward in a positive way.
So being on the outside and looking in, do you see a lot of this compromise going on in Frederick County government?
Listen, right, wrong, or indifferent, I don't think anybody that's in county government, and I don't care what side you're on, I don't believe anybody woke up in the morning and would say, you know what, how can I rule the world starting with Frederick County?
Mm-hmm.
I honestly believe that everybody that gets up in the morning is doing the absolute best they can to put the best foot forward. Now, whether or not we agree on whether that's the best forward, that's open for another debate. But I think we've gotten to a point where it's become so much like the Hatfields and McCoys, where people go and they sit on their opposite side and they're not going to have a conversation. And quite frankly, you know, one of the things I learned in the military, and I'm sure y'all have learned this as well, is that I don't gotta like you to work with you.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm paid to do a job or I'm put in a position by my peers to do a job, I gotta do my job. Personal feelings, forget about it.
Exactly.
And I think we need to get more.
Keep the drama out of life.
Yep.
Danny, is this talked about a little bit about your background, your family. What about you're running as a Republican, so I would assume you have some conservative leanings or ideological leanings. Am I correct in that?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, I'm big for if I can't spend $20 I don't have, the government shouldn't be able to do the should be kind of held to the same standard. For me, small business is a big side of the house. And then, listen, I spent 5 years as a Montgomery County firefighter. I understand kind of the rigors of that job and what those people have to go through. So public safety's pretty much paramount to me. I think kind of that's one of the main roles of government, right? Is
sure.
to be able to provide. For the
life, safety, and health.
Life, safety, and health. So those are like my two main things. And then I'm a 1776 kind of guy. So, you know, private property,
mm-hmm.
You know, is big for me as well.
Sure.
I'm looking over your on your page some
That's
of the issues that you're especially into, and it looks heavy into issues affecting business and property rights.
Roger that.
What do you think are the two major things you need to go after on the council?
Well, my whole thing is to be able – and listen, the reality is we've got to be able to do this with a formal relationship with whoever the executive may be, regardless of who that may be. One thing that I can't stand is people that say, well, you know, they spend 4 years pointing the finger at the other person. Well, we couldn't do this because of so-and-so. We got to find a way to work together to get it done. When you look at the way business is changing, you know, our permitting process is dated. I'll give you an example. Y'all may have heard of a gentleman by the name of Mark Stavanis, a really solid dude. He owns a company called Heavy Metal Playground. Well, this is an example of what we're talking about when we need to figure out a way to fix this permitting process. He goes to both the city and the county, actually kind of had similar experience. He went in and they said, okay, and what he does is he uses kind of like backhoes and stuff, and they do games and play with it or what have you. Well, he goes into the permitting office, and the permitting office goes, well, you know, we got a permit for operating heavy equipment, and we got a permit for entertainment,
mm-hmm.
but we don't have a permit for entertainment on heavy equipment. You need to go do business elsewhere. Where is the problem solving? I mean, that's not even a huge leap. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you look, and again, this is an example. This is an example of the city, but I use it to kind of illustrate the point. The guy right next to me, he owns Frederick Float. And I went and talked to him when I first started running. This guy was furious. And I said, well, you know, what's wrong? And he said, I want you to go in the back, and I want you to press the emergency shutoff button to the pump that doesn't pump. I said, excuse me? He goes, I want you to go in the back and press the emergency shutoff button to the pump that doesn't pump. And I was like, what happened? He's like, maybe spend $10,000 to put an emergency shutoff button onto a pump that doesn't even pump back there. So, you know, I always use this example. If somebody came to one of my gyms and they were filling out the agreement and they forgot to initial a block, I don't give them their contract back. Go, hey, you know what, Tim? I'm so pumped you want to come be a member of my gym. But I tell you what, you missed that initial.
Right.
So why don't you take this back and you come back and see me next Tuesday between the hours of 2 to 3. I know that's in the middle of your workday, and I know that's next to impossible for you to get off. But you come see me then, and I'll go ahead and push that through. So there needs to be, in my opinion, some way for us to be able to move forward where we streamline that, where we get through the data process of it, and then we find a way to make it even more user-friendly. Just because things are, it could always be worse. I hate that saying, it could always be better as well. And the way I'd like to be able to do that is to be able to work with the county executive, be able to work with the rest of the people that, whoever they may be, because we're going to have some turnover, right, when
sure.
it comes to this year on the county council. Find out who those people are, bridge that relationship, and create an ad hoc committee that would say, that would consist of small business owners, our largest employers in the area, and as well as the county government employees. And let's go through this and let's remove the excess that we don't need, find a way to streamline it, and then find a way that if it is a business, that business is jumping in leaps and bounds. If there's a business out there that needs something that we don't presently have to help them be able to get into business, then let's find a way to streamline and bring that process forward.
And I think we all agree we want the county to be attractive to business because of our commuting situation. And speaking of that, I still sense probably the maybe number one overall issue, as it's been for a long time, maybe is growth. How would you describe yourself as on the spectrum of pro-growth and slow growth?
I would consider, I don't call myself a growth anything. I call myself realistic. Unless we go the route of the China one-child policy, growth is going to continue to happen. They're going to continue to flow across. You can complain about it. You can make all the noise about it you want to, but people are still going to continue to come here. It's a beautiful place to live. We're ranked as one of the top small cities in America. It's going to attract people.
Sure.
For me, the way you make life a lot easier, I like that movie. I don't know if you've ever seen it, A Knight's Tale. And I always use this, that Heath Ledger says, I just want to change my stars. The key to everything, and I believe this in my heart of soul, is to make small business the American dream as easy and as accessible as possible to the people that are here. And if you can do that and help facilitate them being able to start their own small business, they don't need to go outside the county. They can start their business right here inside the county. And Frederick has, I mean, just about any and every way possible, anything that you need to start a business right here. Let's just make it easy for people to get there.
Do you realize in the charter form of government, the county council has very little or very limited powers as the legislators, that they really are not there for constituent services, in my humble opinion, and they're basically a you can take away but you can't add to the budget, and that's about it. And, of course, legislation that you can try to get passed.
Yep.
Do you see this form of government as the ideal form of government for Frederick County?
I'm going to tell you personally, me, I preferred, and I actually just started paying attention to it when they put the change forward to go from
charter
to council to charter. I think there was a lot of benefits that you had by having the Board of County Commissioners.
Yes.
But we are where we are right now, right? So there's a couple things. I know there's some charter amendments that they're trying to put through that they're actually going to, I think, take the referendum. They're going to have public hearing on it in the next next couple weeks, I do believe. I don't know the hard date off the top of my head. One of the things that they want to do, I know Tony Chemlik had put this forward, was that they have the ability to move budgetary items within, you know, right now they can strike it away.
Right.
What I'd love to see them be able to do that, but maybe one to no more than three items, because what you don't want to get is the council going back and forth with the executive where we never get to a point where we can balance the budget. But there's not anything out there, no business that you would run, no nonprofit that you would run, that you wouldn't look at and say, okay, what are my deliverables? Are we actually getting something out of this investment? And if we're not, then where can we move that money? And I'm going to tell you the first place I'm going to raise my hand and say let's move it to the fire department. Let's move it to the police department, what they're having to do with the opioids. You talk about opioids, let's find a way to actually fund a rehab center where they could come through and go through the treatment there, so that we're not just sitting there. I mean, I was a firefighter, there was no drunk take in Montgomery County. We don't have one here in Frederick. Every time you pick up that same drunk person or that same person that's dealing with addiction, you've got to run them up and down the road. That's a real cost in fuel. That's a real cost in the wear and tear on the vehicles. So being able to find a way to put them in a place where they can get some treatment would be a huge side of the house for us. But more importantly, if we can move money from something that's not really giving us any real return on investment and move it into something like the fire department, the ECC. They just testified before the council recently. They are woefully understaffed for the amount of call volume that they have. And again, like we talked at the very beginning, to me, that's the number one priority is life and health safety when it comes to the government.
Danny Farrar, how do we get in touch with you? How do you have people contact your campaign? Give us some numbers and how and where people can get hold of your signs or whatever.
Well, you can always go to DannyFarrar.com.
So my last name, F-A-R-R-A-R?
F-A-R-R-A-R. Fell in love with A's and R's in there.